You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Welcome to Day 15. Our reading today is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 3, verses 10 through 18. And the multitudes asked him, "What then shall we do?" And he answered them, "He who has two coats, let him share with him who has none, and he who has food, let him do likewise." Tax collectors also came to be baptized and said to him, "Teacher, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Collect no more than is appointed you." Soldiers also asked him, "And we, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Rob no one by violence or by false accusation, and be content with your wages." As the people were in expectation, and all men questioned in their hearts concerning John, whether perhaps he were the Christ, John answered them all, "I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the thong of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." So with many other exhortations, he preached good news to the people. In this passage, we are told about John's preaching near the Jordan. What can we learn from this passage? Our first observation is that many people came, and all types of people came, to listen to John. Our second observation is that not only did they come and hear, but many were convicted to their hearts to respond to John's words, "What then shall we do?" John's teaching must have had power in order to convict them to respond. And this could only happen if it were actually true, that someone else greater than him was to come, and he was going to pour out his Holy Spirit on those who believed, and he was going to judge the earth. A third observation is John's response to the questions, "What then shall we do?" and what they reveal to us both about the human heart and about what matters to God. To the multitudes, he says, "Share your coats and food with those who have none." We can gather from this that some had no food or clothing, and that others had plenty. We could also infer that those who had an abundance were either unaware of those who had need and so failed to share, or worse, they were aware of the need and still did not share from their abundance. To the tax collectors, he says, "Collect no more than what is appointed you." It seems that some used their power to collect taxes to collect more than they needed. They leveraged their position of power to take what was not theirs to take. They robbed from their own people for their own personal gain. To the soldiers, he says, "Rob no one by violence or by false accusation, and be content with your wages." You can imagine there were some soldiers who grumbled and complained about their wages, and that some, rather than using their power to establish and preserve peace, used their power to press upon the needy and take what was not theirs. All three responses reveal to us something about the human heart, that we look for security in possessions. But what God is providing for us is the Holy Spirit. We who already live in the age of the Spirit after Christ's first coming, do we turn to Christ daily and say, "Lord, we know you are coming again. What then shall we do? Teach us your ways, O Lord." Do we place our trust in possessions and find our security in material gain, sometimes even at the expense of others? Or do we walk in humility, trusting in God's provision through His Holy Spirit?
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.